RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, fellow listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you a program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for lower credit interest rates. Indonesian halal products gain interest in international exhibition. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says that he is puzzled with Indonesia's bank's loan interest rate that are still high, especially since Bank Indonesia rate had been cut 3 times since the beginning of this year to just around 6.75%. President Joko Widodo also pointed out that other countries are capable of implementing low interest rate for credits. He added that high interest rates are caused by sovereign costs of fund, which due to private companies and state-owned enterprises placing large deposits in banks that offer high interest rates. This is something the government aims to control. Indonesia has continued to introduce its halal products to the global market by participating in international exhibitions such as the Malaysian International Halal Showcase HIMAS 2016, held from March 30th to April 2nd in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Pajarini Puntudewi, the trade attaché at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, said at the Indonesian Pavilion during HIMAS 2016 on Wednesday, by participating in the expo, the international community expected to get familiar with Indonesian halal products. He remarked that Indonesian participation was a success since Indonesians halal products managed to put a significant transaction value. Over the last few years, the transaction value and the number of product types attracting consumers had increased. MIHAS 2016 participants from Indonesia admitted that they can benefit from the exhibition. Food producer Sulami Bahar said that participating in the event was a great experience since he could meet potential buyers from around the world. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Bulgarian Foreign Minister Daniel Mitov signed a Memorandum of Understanding of the extension of cooperation of free visa issued for holders of diplomatic and official passport of both countries. In the Ministry of Foreign Affairs office in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Retno said that the agreement is part of efforts to increase bilateral relationship of both countries. Besides signing the Memorandum of Understanding, Indonesia agreed on the development of Mutual Economic Commission, which will be implemented in Bulgaria in 2017.
Indonesia is the largest ASEAN member state, and Bulgaria looks really forward to its continued support as we move to increase our engagement with ASEAN member states. We value Indonesia's leadership role in the establishment of ASEAN community and underline our commitment to supporting ASEAN regional integration and ongoing discussions for the elevation of the relations on strategic level between the European Union and ASEAN.
Moreover, Minister Retno Marsudi confirmed that besides the economic field, Indonesia and Bulgaria will also upgrade their cooperation in the field of education and culture. This month, Minister of Education Anies Baswedan visited Bulgaria and has signed Memorandum of Understanding of Cooperation on Culture. Indonesia has actively participated in Met Olympiad in Bulgaria annually. In the meeting, there is also been talk about the plan of establishment of parliament partnership group of Indonesia and Bulgaria at the House of Representatives DPR. On the same occasion, Minister Daniel Mitov said that his visit to Indonesia is to attend the 60th commemoration of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Bulgaria. Minister Mitov looks Indonesia as one of the biggest ASEAN countries and has various potential of cooperation in various fields. Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia to New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia, His Excellency Yayan Mulyana, said that the state government of South Australia expressed interest in cooperation with the regional government of West Java in the front of the sister province. That was conveyed on the sideline of his working visit in Bandung, West Java on Wednesday. He stated that the state government of South Australia considers West Java as potential that has proximity, especially in the aspect of culture.
Prioritas dari Indonesia bagi Australia Selatan adalah Jawa Barat.
South Australia has prioritized West Java considering its potential and cultural proximity. South Australia has been known as festival state, and by looking to West Java as a region with rich culture, the South Australian government took it as a partner for the sister province cooperation.
Jawa Barat ini merupakan wilayah yang kaya dengan budaya, sehingga dipilih sebagai mitra untuk kerjasama provinsi kembar atau provinsi bersaudara sister province.
Besides holding a meeting with the West Java Regional Government, Indonesian Consul General to New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia, His Excellency Yayan Mulyana also conducted a meeting with Radio Republic Indonesia, RRI, in Bandung. The visit was aimed at delivering the South Australian government's interest to establish cooperation in the field of information. He said that the South Australian government intends to introduce its potential to the people of West Java, namely in the education and cultural sector as well as business potential between the two regions. Attorney General Muhammad Prasetyo said that Indonesia is going to ask Interpol to issue red notice for Lanyala Mataliti since Lanyala has failed to fulfill summons of the Attorney General office since he has been on the state most wanted list, TPO. Prasetyo admitted that Lanyala is currently in Singapore. He said that Lanyala has led Malaysia towards Singapore through Johor Bahru, adding that Lanyala left Malaysia at around 4 a.m. local time. The Attorney General hoped that Lanyala could respect the ongoing legal process. Before the issuance of the red notice, Prasetyo expected Lanyala to fulfill summons being issued. Lanyala has been named as a suspect in grab case of 5.3 billion rupiah grant of East Java Provincial Government to Indonesian Chamber of Commerce. Indonesian economic growth is expected to rebound this year on the back of growing optimism over the government's wide-ranging economic policy reforms, the Asian Development Bank (ADB) said in a report on Wednesday. Stephen Tabor, the ADB's country director for Indonesia, said that in spite of global financial market volatility, the wide-ranging economic reforms carried out by President Joko Widodo's administration have bolstered market confidence and are showing positive results. It is critical for Indonesia to implement its ambitious public investment program to maintain the momentum of these reforms in order to boost productivity, to attract investment and to nurture new sources of growth. In addition, Indonesian estimated economic growth will accelerate to 5.2% this year from 4.8% last year. According to the Asian Development Outlook, the Manila-based lender's annual publication, this is despite Indonesia having seen 5 years of decelerating economic growth. The last item. The House of Representatives DPR has received a draft revision of Law No. 8/2015 on regional election as it prepared to resume sitting early in April. Chairman of the House Commission to Oversee Regional Affairs, Rambeh Kamarul Saman, said that his side has received a set of documents concerning the revision of the 2015 regional election law recently. The House is scheduled to start deliberating the revision in the first week of April, during which it will resume sitting. The government and the House are striving to complete the revision because another delay in the deliberation will affect the organization of the simultaneous regional election in 2017. The government completed the harmonization of the revision in February. Hun Affairs Minister Cahyokumolo said separately that the draft contains 15 revisions. He added that they include the handling of regional election dispute, the regional head candidacy processes, and matters related to political dynasties. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of measure among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Indonesia Carry Out Economic Census Again. Since 1986 through 1996 and 2006, Indonesia has regularly carried out an economic census. This year, starting on May 1st until 31st, the government through the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, will carry out an economic census again. This is aimed at obtaining the information on economic condition of Indonesia as the basis for policy formulation and national and regional development planning. Data collection from all sectors will be able to produce a complete picture of the level and structure of the non-agriculture economy. This means the sampling frame is available for various economic field survey activities such as price survey, survey of production, distribution survey, service survey, and the establishment of database. Amid increasing global competition, economic development needs to be done as carefully as possible in order to improve competitiveness. The implementation of ASEAN Economic Community AC by 2016 becomes a crucial time for Indonesia to plan more competitive economic activities so as to be able to compete with other countries in the ASEAN region. Factually, the 2016 economic census data can be used by the government for evaluation planning economic development policy. By knowing the pattern and trend of economic development during the past decade, 2006 until 2016, the government can set major design of economic development at least for one decade ahead, namely 2026. The major design is very necessary to complete the workforce planning, especially in anticipation of increased productive age in the era of demographic bonus, which culminates in the years 2028-2030. For the business world, the 2016 economic census data can be a momentum to develop businesses, to establish new businesses, and to carry out business efficiency. Thus, the business people can understand the characteristics of business in accordance with the business scale and the mapping of the business competitiveness by region. The business sectors which will be recorded in the 2016 economic census cover mining, manufacturing, wholesale and retail trade, information and communication, as well as construction. The economic census to be carried out by BPS in May will describe the structure of the new economy in Indonesia. One of them is due to the growth of online-based industries. BPS is planning to target the e-commerce sector in this census. It is estimated that this year there are 24 million businesses to be recorded throughout Indonesia. This increases compared to the total previous census by 22.7 million businesses. The 2016 economic census uses enumeration method throughout Indonesia, covering all economic enterprises with medium and major enterprises. The business entities are composed of the government institutions such as schools and hospitals, non-profit institutions such as places of worship, social organizations, corporations such as companies, restaurants, supermarkets, hotels, and households such as online and informal sectors. It is expected that the accurate data of the 2016 economic census can make the business people improve more and more. As a result, people's welfare is also increasing. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History. We begin with March 31, 1928. Equator Monument was built in Pontianak. The Equator Monument is located at Jalan Khatulistiwa, North Pontianak, West Kalimantan. More precisely, it is located 3 kilometers from the heart of Pontianak City in Tumempawat City. This monument is a tourism icon of Pontianak and always crowded by visitors, especially tourists from outside Pontianak. Based on record collected on March 31, 1928, there was an international expedition in Pontianak led by a Dutch geographer to decide the equator line milestone in Pontianak City. The next event is on March 31, 1981, the end of Garuda DC-9 Viola hijacking. Garuda Indonesia Flight 206 hijacking, or known as Viola incident, was a hijacking conducted by 5 terrorists led by Imran bin Muhammad Saint. The plane was actually flying from Talan Betutu Airport, Palembang to Polinia Airport on March 28, 1981. When hijacked, the plane refueled in Penang, Malaysia before continuing to Don Muang Airport, Bangkok, Thailand. Imran bin Muhammad Saint, the leader of the Commando Jihad, demanded his associates who were arrested during the Sisendu incident in Bandung West Java to be released. The information of the hijacking was quickly received and responded by Indonesian government through deploying 30 members of Sandi Yuda Para Command Group 1 led by General Leonardus Benyamin Mordadi and Operation Assistant Singtont Hamanongan Panjaitan and some members of Thailand Special Air Force. The members of the Group 1 Para Command spent less than 10 minutes to take down the terrorists. The four-day hijacking ended on March 31, 1981 without any casualty among the plane crews and passengers. Imran, the surviving terrorist leader, was brought back to Indonesia and then sentenced. Well, listener, when Today in History with an event on March 31, 1991, Warsawat Pact ended. Warsawat Pact was an East Bloc military alliance in Eastern Europe aiming to anticipate attacks from NATO, which was formed in 1949. The establishment of Warsawat Pact was triggered by the integration of West Germany into NATO through Paris Protocol ratification. The pact was designed by Nikita Khrushchev in 1955 and signed by its members in Warsaw on May 14, 1955. This pact ended on March 31, 1991, yet the official end was in a meeting in Prague on July 1, 1991. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program, Focus. The theme of today's Focus is the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community must be an opportunity for Indonesian people. Well, listener, since December 31, 2015, Indonesia has been included in all 9 countries in the era of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. The socialization of the presence of the free market has long echoed, but in fact until now only 20% of Indonesian people know about the ASEAN Economic Community, or even do not know how to get the benefits and what to do in the ASEAN Economic Community market in Indonesia in particular. This was stated by the new Director General of the Information and Public Publication at the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Rosita Niken Widyastuti, as quoted by Sriwijaya Post in a dialogue themed Harnessing Opportunities in ASEAN Economic Community in Palembang in South Sumatra. Thus, she pointed out that the role of mass media is very important to educate the public to face ASEAN Economic Community by using the existing opportunities and challenges that will confront in the era of the ASEAN Economic Community. Niken also added that the ASEAN Economic Community era can actually be a greater opportunity for businesses or Indonesian workers. She feels pity that around 80.8% in particular businesses do not understand the abolition of export and import tariffs. In addition, Niken said that in this case, the mindset of the people should change. Those who are pessimistic about the presence of the ASEAN Economic Community will bring about impact on the local business or local products. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to Thailand, Lutfi Rao, said that in the ASEAN Economic Community, there are 8 types of professions that are also competing, namely engineers, architects, tourism agents, accountants, nurses, medical practitioners, dentists, and surveyors. In a different occasion, Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Hidayat Nur Wahid, as politician from the Prosperous Justice Party, PKS, reminds Indonesian people to be confident to face the competition related to the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. He said, as quoted by Antara News Agency, the attitude to respect other nations does not make Indonesia as a submissive nation to foreigners. Dayat Nur also pointed out that the presence of the ASEAN Economic Community needs to be addressed positively, because historically, since long time ago, Indonesia has long been in a global dimension, such as through the influx of Middle East. So the most important thing to do for Indonesia is by improving the synergy between the government and business people to boost the quality of education. He feels that the joint synergy will produce added value in dual education in Indonesia. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Thursday, March 31st, 2016. Kompas in its headline writes about cultural negotiations becomes the way to overcome the conflict. Besides diplomatic step, an effort to release 10 Indonesian citizens, crews of tugboat Brahma 12 and barge Anan 12, which are now hostage by Abu Sayyaf militant group in the Philippines, should also be implemented by cultural negotiation. The release effort by military operation ideally become the last choice. The cultural negotiation, according to Professor of International Law Hikmahanto Juwono, can be done by saying Indonesia is the most largest Muslim population in the world. Indonesia has also took many efforts to encourage peace among people in Mindanao, South Philippines, and the Philippines government. Indonesia cannot perform evacuation operation in the Philippines region by not taking coordination with the local communities. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia writes about the military TNI mapping the position of hostages. Indonesian military TNI is in coordinating with the Philippines Army to release 10 Indonesian citizens who are hostage by Abu Sayyaf group. TNI Commander General Gatot Nurmantio said information of the existence of the 10 hostages was taken from Chief of Staff of the Philippines Army, General Hernando Delfin C.A. Iriberi. According to him, the main priority of inter-states coordination is to save the 10 Indonesian citizens, as stated by Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi. However, Gatot rejected information that Tarakan main base in North Kalimantan will be the center of hostage release operation by involving rapid reaction strike forces. Last but not least, Business Indonesia in its headline writes about Jokowi wants the super holding. The establishment of 6 holding state-owned enterprises potentially more quickly realized this year. When referring to the roadmap of state-owned enterprises 2015-2019, the target of the establishment of 6 parent companies should gradually run up to the next 4 years. In a dialogue with the Indonesian Economists Association on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo has targeted the establishment of 6 state-owned holdings can be completed this year to facilitate the raising of capital and improve efficiency. Listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says that he is puzzled with Indonesian banks' loan interest rates that are still high, especially since Bank Indonesian rate had been cut 3 times since the beginning of this year to just 6.75%. Indonesia has continued to introduce its halal products to the global market by participating in international exhibitions such as Malaysian International Halal Showcase HIMAS 2016, held from March 13th to April 2nd in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and Bulgarian Foreign Minister Daniel Mitov signed Memorandum of Understanding of the extension of cooperation of free visa visit for holders of diplomatic and official passport of both countries. Consul General of Republic of Indonesia to New South Wales, Queensland and South Australia, His Excellency Yayant Mulyana, said that the state government of South Australia expressed interest in cooperation with the regional government of West Java in the framework of sister province. Attorney General Muhammad Prasetyo said that Indonesia is going to ask Interpol to issue a red notice for Lanyala Mataliti, since Lanyala has failed to fulfill summons of the Attorney General Office since he has been on the state most wanted list DPO. Indonesian economic growth is expected to rebound this year on the back of growing optimism over the government's wide-ranging economic policy reforms, the Asian Development Bank said in a report on Wednesday. The House of Representatives DPR has received the draft revision of Law No. 8-2015 on regional elections as it prepared to resume sitting early in April. Chairman of House Commission to Oversee Regional Affairs, Rambe Kamarul Saman, said the site has received a set of documents concerning the revision of the 2015 regional election law recently. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 95.25 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit the Yogyakarta province. Stay tuned. Listener, Culture and Tourism Office of Bantul, Yogyakarta, relying on a number of rural tourism to attract foreign tourist visit. Bantul especially until now has 36 villages that form in accordance with its potential, specialty and its attractiveness. From the villages, just a few that already independent and often visited by foreign guests or tourists. These villages include Kebonagung and Wukisari Tourism Village in Imogiri District, the Tembi Sewon Tourism Village and Krebet Tourism Village in Pajangan District, the famous center of wooden batik. In today's edition of Tourism Wonder, we'll invite you to know one of the tourism villages in Bantul, namely Kebonagung Tourism Village. Kebonagung is an agriculture-based tourism village where most of the village population are farmers. So if you come to this tourism village, you will be presented with a view people who are working in the farming land or plantation. Not only to see the activities of the farmers, you can also participate in their farming activities. When participating in farming, you will join in ngeluku, garu, and tandur. Ngeluku in Indonesian means to plow the field. This activity will be very interesting because it is still done manually by hoeing or stretching the soil with a plow pulled by cow or buffalo. Garu is farming tool that looks like a comb. After plowing, you will dig the ground or flatten the ground. And lastly, the activity is to planting the seeds of the plants one by one according to the path you have made. This activity known as tandur. In addition to farm tours, you can do water tourism in Kebonagung Tourism Village. In the village, there is a Bendung Tegal, which is a dam that holds water from the Opak River. In addition to study the irrigation system, you can also try the thrill of rowing sport and canoe at the dam. There is also a dragon boat that can be used to get around the Tegal Dam. Kebonagung Tourism Village, rich with art and traditions that you can see if you come to Kebonagung Village. People in Kebonagung have some traditions, such as Kenduri tradition, Wiwit, or Labu. In Kebonagung Tourism Village, you can also learn traditional art, including Karawitan and Jatilan. Kenduri is a celebration filled with prayer to commemorate the events that are considered important, such as Mitoni or the ceremony of 7 months for the baby and housewarming. Meanwhile, Wiwit ceremony contains with activities, giving offerings, or deity contains agricultural products as an expression of gratitude to God. Besides Kenduri tradition, Wiwit or Labu ceremonies in the Kebonagung village you can get to know the Karawitan and Jatilan traditional art. Karawitan is the Japanese traditional music that refers to a gamelan music game. Karawitan art is packed with rhythm instruments and beautiful vocals, so it is nicely to be enjoyed. But Jatilan is an art that combines dances and magical powers. Kebon Agung Tourism Village is located in Imogiri Regency, Bantul. It is located 17 kilometers south of the city center. From the city center, it can be reached for 25 minutes. To get to Tourism Village, the visitors are free of charge. Here there are 130 homes that you can live. Each house livable approximately 6 people at a cost of 100,000 rupiah per person. Before leaving, do not forget to buy typical handicrafts of Kebun Agung Tourism Village, such as batik, batik ceramics, and batik wooden mask. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kebon Agung Tourism Village. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, meet again with me, Steve, in Miscellany. In today's edition, we are inviting you to know more about electric car. Different from other cars, this car is moved by electric motor, using electricity saved in the battery or under energy container. Electric car was very popular in the late 19th and early 20th century, yet the time dimmed because the combustion engine technology developed rapidly and the fuel car became cheaper. Energy crisis in the 70s and 80s intrigued few into the electric cars, but in the thousands, the car producer took serious interest in those cars. This was because the oil price hiked in 2000s and many people became aware of the greenhouse gases impact. Amidst the various developing technology in the world, Indonesia also proved that its young generation can also make achievement in automotive industry. Until now, vocational schools in Indonesia trained their students to produce something useful for the country. The first electric car in Indonesia was created by vocational high school students in Solo, East Java. Despite not having full support from the government at first, this student did not stop and continued developing their works. The first electric car in Indonesia attracted automotive industry countries such as Japan. The unique and efficient model is much preferred in Europe. With good response from the automotive market for electric car, finally, Indonesian government joined in the development of electric car. Through the Research, Technology and Higher Education Ministry, Indonesia tried to produce efficient electric cars. The Minister Muhammad Nasir said the study on electric car by the Ministry's team had been in the development stage, not the prototype stage anymore. Minister Nasir also claimed that these electric cars had been acknowledged by other countries such as China and Malaysia. The minister added, from innovation aspect, the Research, Technology and Higher Education Ministry will continue the development. Besides, Minister Nasir also will protect the researchers because many Indonesian vehicle designers and researchers attracted other countries. It is a great achievement for Indonesia to produce a good quality electric car. This can be one of many ways from Indonesia to contribute in the gas emission reduction. And listener, that's the Miss Lenny. Thanks for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical program which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian singer, namely Ade Manuhutu. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Virgo by Ade Manuhutu. Happy listening.
Sifat yang tenang, Virgo tak pernah rasa bimbang. Virgo, Virgo, oh, Virgo. segala bintang.
Ade Manuhutu, whose full name is Adrian Stephen Louis Manuhutu, only quite short time to run his career in Indonesian pop music. He came to the Indonesian music industry in the 70s to 80s decade. However, his presence has been accepted by the music lovers well. The song Nona Ana, which was famous in the 1970s, brought Ade Manuhutu's name in line with other well-known singers such as Bob Tutupoli, Edisi Litonga and Bruri Pesolima. Ade Manuhutu, who was born in 1948, began to be counted as a newcomer and gained the confidence to represent Indonesia in the ASEAN Song Festivals. As time goes by, Ade Manuhutu participated into a big screen and had also played in several films such as Gadis Simpanan, Cinta Bersemi, and Penasaran. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Nona Ana by Ade Manuhutu. Enjoy the song.
Engkau bergaun bersahaja, cara hidupmu sederhana. Lagak dan gayamu serasi, pertanda kau wanita berpribadi. Nona Ana, Nona Ana, anda membuat semua pria tertarik lagi terpesona.
Listener, Ade Manuhutu not only have solo album, but also a duet with an Indonesian pop singer such as Diana Nasution. He also more focused to serve many spiritual activities in the church. Well, listener, to conclude today's segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Surat Terakhir and Hanya Untukmu. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Setelah ku baca suratmu, surat yang terakhir darimu, kejam, oh kejam, memang cinta sungguh kejam. Harapan kini telah musnah, semuanya hilanglah sudah. Pedih, sungguh pedih, ini hatiku pedih. Mengapakah kali kini ku gagal lagi, kini ku gagal lagi untuk kesekian kali. Setelah ku baca
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.